It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
A most welcome sight at winter's end is the forsythia shrub, its twiggy arches bursting forth with yellow blossoms. These hardy harbingers of warmer weather do especially well for High Plains gardeners, as they want little special care throughout most of the year. And they aren't demanding in terms of soil acidity, but rather seem to be happy with our alkaline-edged prairie soil. Like all growing things in our part of the world, they appreciate adequate moisture through the hot months of summer and a shot of a general fertilizer occasionally. And they bloom and grow best when given lots of sun and enough space to stretch their limbs a bit. Sometimes forsythia blooms early and gets nipped back by a late freeze. It will come back fine with green foliage, but the flowering will be finished for the season. A good way to make sure you have some forsythia blooms each spring is to cut some bare branches and force them to bloom indoors. This is easy to do and a great way to lift winter-weary spirits. Forcing means to induce plant growth, usually flowers or fruit, by controlling the environment. It's most commonly done in late winter when people force pots of bulbs to flower indoors. But you can successfully force spring flowering shrubs by cutting some branches, bringing them in, and placing them in water. When forcing forsythia, be sure to select last year's wood, as that's where this year's blooms will occur. Bringing in older branches will get you green leaves, but no yellow flowers. In fact, pruning is one of the few demands that forsythia makes on the gardener. It's best to prune in summer, taking out old wood and dead branches first. Then stand back and look at the shrub and shape it by removing some of the recently bloomed branches if needed. A good rule of thumb is to take out anything thicker than your thumb, which will mean old wood, and then remove one-third or less of the shrub's live branches by cutting crossed and inward-growing branches at ground level. Yearly pruning and shaping is the way to go for creating dependable forsythia that bursts with masses of bright yellow each spring. But the best intentions are often waylaid, and it's easy to let the chore go to the point that you have a neglected, poorly flowering shrub. In this case, cut all the branches to within 1 foot of the ground after blooms fade in early spring. Cut dead stumps off at ground level. And when new growth reaches about 2 feet, trim branch tips back to the first set of side shoots to encourage branching. If you're starting out with a young nursery-grown plant or rejuvenated older shrub, you can relax for a while, as it doesn't need pruning for the first 3 or 4 years. But once it fills in, thin it annually to stay on top of the situation. Forsythia is named after William Forsyth, a Scottish gardener who became superintendent of the Royal Garden of Kensington Palace back in the late 1700s. Forsythia was originally introduced by English botanists who brought the plant back from China. It became wildly popular, but then fell out of favor as discriminating English gardeners began to label it as vulgar. But trust us Yanks to take the bright yellow branches to our own hearts and homes, as it virtually shouts out springtime in hedgerows and planted areas across the U.S.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.